his exhortation is that he is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. And this soon, we have been hearing it for the past 2,000 years, so it means nothing anymore. But the Bible says in Romans chapter 13 and verse 11,
and that knowing the time,
yes,
that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
It is nearer than when we believed. Listen, the greatest problem in the Christian faith, and Satan is using it and messing us up, is that we fail to understand that salvation is a program of God, and every program has a beginning and it has an end.
That's right.
Salvation is an agenda of God Himself. By Himself. He started it one day. And He has been working on it stage by stage, stage by stage, stage by stage. He has a divine agenda, a program that He designed, according to the Bible, from the foundation of the world. And nothing is by accident before Him. Everything is going on according to His plan. One day, the program will end. And the stage, the program He has now before us, listen very well, is that the whole world has been condemned. But His mercy was projected through the cross. Whosoever believed the gospel of the cross and believe and you are baptized shall be saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world. This world is going to be destroyed. It's going to be cleansed. In Luke chapter 17 from verse 26, as it was
in the days of Noah.
Listen, what happened in the days of Noah? God decided the wickedness was too much on the earth. And God decided to wipe this world and start afresh. So shall it be also
in the days of the Son of Man.
The same thing, what happened? Go on.
They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all.
Listen, they were living their normal life as if this world will not come to an end, as if they are the one that created the world. Living a life of wickedness. God decided, hey, people don't know the meaning of grace. God decided that He will destroy this world. He decided it on His own. He confided with Himself. He took a decision that nobody knew. And the Bible says, but Noah found the grace. And I've been telling you people this. Contrary to the way these motivational speakers preach grace, people don't know grace. Paul told Titus in Titus chapter 2 and verse 11, what did he say?
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men.
There is the grace that brings salvation. Grace is an unmerited favor. Grace means unmerited favor. Any gift you operate is a grace. I hope you know that. Because it is given to you. You didn't buy it. You see vision, you prophesy, healing, deliverance, it's a grace. But you know what? There's even a grace for prosperity, because there is a bishop in Nigeria that boasts that he is given the commission for prosperity. But let me tell you this. There is no salvation in prosperity. You can be billionaire here on earth. There is no salvation in it. Being a billionaire will not take you to heaven. There are billionaires on earth that don't want to hear the name Jesus. They even say there is no God. Okay. But there is a grace. But there is the grace that bringeth salvation. And this is how that grace came to Noah. The Bible said Noah found grace. What is the grace that Noah found? Noah was sitting like every other human being on earth. God has decided to destroy the earth, but he chose one man to reveal that secret to. The grace that Noah found is the knowledge God gave him that he is going to destroy the earth. It is grace. And that is the grace that brings salvation, because that knowledge went further. Now, after that knowledge, then there is the righteousness of God. Now, what you are to do to escape the destruction that you have been informed is called righteousness. Noah, to escape, he was given a secret. He should make an ark. And how you will build the ark, all the specifications, the dimensions, we are given to him directly by God. And as at that time, there were no rivers like this, no flood, no rain, nothing. So it's very odd. What did he say? As it was in the days of Noah,
so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
And while they were living anyhow life, God was preparing Noah and the others that we hear the gospel of Noah, and there is only one message Noah had. What was the message? Enter the ark. This world will be destroyed. Now, listen. Also, what happened in the next verse 28? Luke chapter 17.
Likewise also. As it was in the days of Lot.
As it was also in the days of Lot.
They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven.
God sent a message to the city of Sodom. Hallelujah. He sent his angels to go and bring out his elect, Lot, and his family out. And immediately they left the city, God rained fire. And the same thing as it was in the days of Lot. Like Lot left the city and fire came down, a rapture is going to take place. Some people will leave the earth and fire will come down, according to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
In the which,
when people are not expecting.
In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall
be burnt up.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought it to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
It is certain. Very, very certain. This scripture will come to pass. But rapture is a revelation. Winners Chapel, they said they don't preach, they believe in rapture, but they don't preach rapture. They believe in hellfire, but they don't preach hellfire, because they are not called to preach rapture and hellfire. They are called to and given a commission for prosperity. And do you know what? They are not lying. It is the truth, and it is scriptural. It's not every pastor that is called to lead the people for the rapture. Judgment is coming. as it was in the days of Lot, what was the condition of Sodom? Is it not the same condition the earth has reached now? Our redemption is nearer than where we believe. Judgment will soon come. Now, this world, something that was hidden before, they are now have more rights than other normal people. They call it LGBT. Now they celebrate it. That was the condition in Sodom. Man was marrying man. Woman was marrying woman. Man marry animal. Our own is worse than their time. We didn't hear of marrying animals. Our own is even worse. They marry animal. I saw one, he married three. The sister from UK was telling me about a man that was sharing with her that she has three grandchildren, a boy, a girl, and a dog. Okay. The whole world, you know, it is funny before us, but we don't know that that is the sign of the end of the world. You are just going to church. All you know is go to church, be a church worker, pay offering, pay tithes, speak in tongue, go home. Hey, salvation is more than that, oh. Pastors don't preach these things anymore. This month of January now, all the sermon in some churches will be first fruit. That 419 teaching that make them fraudulently to collect money from members using scripture that they have twisted to achieve that fraud. There is nothing in the Bible that supports that all your income for January, you should bring it to your pastor and they say to the Lord. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. As we victory is ours, who we are chained up in the past. So Jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who is the original life. Oh, the original life.
Original seed.
Original Christianity.
Original world.
The original world. Is what I believe.
The Son of Man.
The Son of Man. He's revealed the seven seas. Will be unveiled. The original life. The original seed.
We are called unto adoption. Full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Yesterday soon be over. Glory, hallelujah to our God, who is original life. Come to the Savior, make no delay. Yet in his word, he has shown us the way. He is standing today,
tenderly saying,
God,
joyful,
we are meeting me.
Where from sin,
our hearts are pure.
We shall gather,
and we shall
deliver with thee.
Savior with thee.
King of kings and Lord of lords.
Oh, it's coming soon.
Oh, it's Of songs are sung only where they believe and preach the rapture. We believe, and this is the songs that comfort us. He said, go preach the gospel. What do you think Noah will be telling them when he finished preparing the ark and God was telling him, oh yeah, enter. Hallelujah. It's the same type of message we are preaching to you people now. You don't like coming to a church like this, sister. We know why. You only come to cross over and go back to your place. We know why. It's not because we will not allow you to wear trousers, sister. To wear a ring and put those masquerade things you put on your head. Is the reason now? Because you don't want to feel condemned when we show you that people who live like that, according to the Bible, see where they will end. But you know God is here. You know God is here. But they are too hard. They are too hard. Hey, there is a land beyond the river.
That we call the sweet forever.
And we only reach that shore by faith decree.
One by one,
we gain the portals. There to dwell with the immortal. When the ring,
the golden bells for you and me. Don't you hear?
Oh, don't you hear the bells are ringing?
Don't you hear the angels singing?
It's a glory, hallelujah, to believe
in a far off,
in a far off, sweet forever,
beyond
when the ring,
the golden bells.
Say, don't you hear, don't you hear? Leave me alone. Let me sell my market. Make I sell market for my Jesus. Make I sell market first. Hallelujah. You don't want to serve God. You are busy chasing money. I think you have heard now. You came to this world empty. You will live empty. I had one young man was saying, see this old man, my papa, get property here. But they went and I made the man die. He will soon die. If he die, go sell all of them. Okay. Whether you sell them or not, you are not going with it. Now, 1 6 feet like this. They go put there. After some time, grass go to grow for it. No matter how your children use money, come put, marble, put your picture, put everything. Nothing you acquired in this earth is entering there. Now, I didn't say you should not live a comfortable life, but brother Rafa, from the Savior today. risking your soul for the things that decay. Oh, if today God should run in away, what will you do in exchange? As your brother, what will you do? As your sister,
what will you do?
Oh,
what will you do in exchange for your soul? You call it away.
What will you do in exchange for your soul? Hallelujah. What will you give in exchange? There's only one thing that you give account of how you serve God while you're on earth. He said, everyone shall give account. Okay, get ready. When you face your maker, every human being was born on earth here to serve God. When you come before the Lord, you will tell him how you served God. And every gift he gave it to you to use it to serve him. Wealth is also a gift. All the billions you have, you will tell the Lord what you did with the money for the advancement of the kingdom of God, the gospel of salvation. Continue. Live your life. Live it the way you want to live. But just know. Listen. Psalm number 90. Psalm number 90, we use it for birthday. Verse 12.
So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
Again.
So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
Again.
So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
Listen. This scripture is the scripture we use as a reason to celebrate birthday. Teach us to number. I am 20 now. I am 60 now. I am 70 now. Amen. The emphasis there is not for celebration. He said, teach us to number our days. That what?
We may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
Which wisdom? Which wisdom? That is what you see in Psalm 39 and verse 4.
Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how free
make
I am.
Me to know my end and the measure of my what?
Days.
The measure of my days. If you think that you are celebrating 20 years, 50 years, the truth is that out of the number of days allotted for you, you have spent 50 years. That is what you are marking. Now, it is not, hey, thank God, you are getting nearer grave. You say you are celebrating a grave. You know, every birthday, you are getting nearer grave. Including the 1 year celebration of your 1 year old child. You are actually telling 1 year, don't go. You don't get near your grave. Because everyone has a beginning and has an end. Now the essence of teaching us to number our days so that we will begin to reason about life. So, I am 66 years old. 66. How many more years if it has to be by length of days that I will live? I've finished my life. So, wisdom will come at play now. How can I be killing myself at this age? What I have not acquired for the past 66 years, that the remaining years I go acquire for who? Then you begin to, the older you are, the more you begin to think of life after this life. That is what birthday is supposed to achieve. The truth about it is this, listen. Any day you celebrate birthday, You are actually celebrating your funeral. It's funeral. Amen. Eh? How many people celebrated their funeral last month? That's a birthday. Now die, you celebrate. Because each birthday does not increase your time on earth. Each birthday is minus. And that is why he said our redemption is nearer than when we began. We can also say the end of our life is nearer than when we began, when we are celebrating our birthday. Brethren, so it is with salvation. That we started 2,000 years ago is rounding up. It's rounding up. Romans chapter 11 and verse 25, give us a key.
For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery.
Yes.
Lest ye should be wise in your own conceits.
That what?
That blindness in parts is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be coming.
That means Gentiles have an allocated time. Salvation was not meant for you and me. But when Israel rejected Christ, he halted dealing with Israel, and many scriptures prove it. Christ himself spoke about it and came to Gentile to pick himself a wife, a type of Joseph. His people rejected him because he was spiritual. Sold him as a slave. Rejected him, but a Gentile nation collected Joseph and made him their king. And while he was there, he married a Gentile wife. But the time came, after he married the wife, kept her in the palace, the bride gone in the rapture, Joseph then went back to his people and revealed himself to Israel. There is a time. This coming to us, Gentiles, Israel is going back to receive Jesus Christ as a nation, according to the Bible. But for now, God himself blinding them so that he will come to a people who were not his people, according to the Bible, and pick himself a wife. That is why that wife is called the bride. And they are a Gentile bride. Hallelujah. A Gentile bride. Are they here today? Are they here today? We will know when we meet in heaven. I've told you, I said, this rapture, this heaven, I must go. How many people can say that? How many people can say that? You can't say, you're not sure? Eh? No, I didn't say if you want to go. I mean, whether you are ready to go.
I will go.
How do you know you will go?
I'm sure.
How? What makes you to be sure?
I will go.
And you go to church now every Sunday. Abi? You pay your tithe, Abi?
I pay my tithe.
Because once you say if you don't pay your tithe, you won't go to a rapture. I lie you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look for a pastor that wants to go to heaven to be your pastor. If your pastor na food they find, he will never teach you the right way. Now money, they go to talk. When a food they want you. So he won't talk anything that will offend you. Here I go close my eye, talk if I know it is the truth. I know one day when we cross the river, you will hug me. Say, Pastor, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. This rapture, hear me say it. And I'm not telling you to confirm it. It's between me and God. Amen. You may call me deaf, but I myself know who I am. And you may be calling somebody a saint. There ain't no saying be deaf. You may call him a saint. If you go heaven, you don't see me. Look very well. I did there. And if you check, you don't see me. Don't be heaven, you go. Don't be heaven, you go. Amen. That's how you will know whether in heaven you go. if you see me there. If you don't see me, just know, say, Kai, Father, where am I? Amen. He said, if we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, if to God you have been true and leave above us, then for us there will be a meeting. For there's going to be a greeting.
I will see you in the rapture some sweet day.
See you in the rapture.
See you in the rapture.
I will see you in the rapture.
I will see you
at the meeting. In the heaven, there we
are, blessed Savior. We will live and reign forever.
I will see you in the rapture. To my loved ones,
to my loved ones, let me say,
there we surely come again when the Lord will come again and catch His bride away. We have a key in the Bible that we've been teaching you people. Hosea chapter 6. There's a prophecy for Israel where we can catch a key there. And verse 2. What did he say?
After 2 days.
Now, start from verse 1.
Come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn and he will heal us.
When did he tear them?
AD 70.
And he will heal them because he promised to restore them.
He had smitten and he will bind us
he
up.
He smote all of them out of that city because they rejected him. But he promised to bind them up again. When?
After 2 days.
When?
After 2 days.
When?
After 2 days.
After 2 days, what will happen?
Will he revive us?
How long will he take them after he has smitten them in 1870?
2 days.
2 days. There are keys in the Bible is 2,000 years. Within that 2,000 years is the period that he will come to the Gentiles and get himself a bride divided into 7 church ages. He will get a bride within this period. And after the 2 days is complete, it ends with the rapture. Then he will come back and bind them and heal them and they will have their revival again. As we see in Revelation chapter 10 and verse 11, that revival there is when the gospel will be coming back to Israel. But before then, we have gone. Now listen, from AD 70 to the year 2024 now, using the Jewish calendar, because you have to break it down, by the time you calculate it, few more years are left. Few. That is a key. Another key that you may not understand is in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 24, the parable of the wheat and the tares. And in verse 30, the two seeds were planted and the angels noticed the tares that grew and should they go and uproot them? He told them to wait until when?
Let both grow together until the harvest.
Let both grow together until the harvest. The harvest time is the period for the rapture. The end of the program. Read on. What will happen?
And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first.
He will say to who?
The reapers.
He will say to who?
The reapers.
Reapers. To do what?
Gather you together first the tares.
Gather first the tares that we have planted in the church of Jesus Christ. The enemy planted tares. I was watching a church in Port Harcourt that invited a comedian. Somebody sent the clip to me. And then he said, laugh small. That is why he sent it to me to laugh. And they brought the comedian at the altar. I was making caricature of the gospel. And people were laughing and laughing and laughing. And I say, I don't need any other evidence that there are tears that are planted in the church of Jesus Christ. That somebody who understands the gruesome death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross on Calvary, we come and use it and jest. And a pastor invited that person to come to the altar. I said, this scripture is fulfilling. A lot of things happening in Christian faith. A lot of things. Magicians have become prophets. Motivational speakers have become apostles. All manner of things in the Christian faith. It is a scripture being fulfilled. The seeds that were planted, they are now maturing. And now that they are maturing, the reapers are being sent to gather them. They are all servants of God. To gather these groups that will not want the truth. They love, it doesn't matter type of gospel. They have no love for the truth. They have pleasure in unrighteousness. Therefore, God said, you will give them over to a delusion to make them believe a lie. So that in believing that lie, they will be destroyed. How does he achieve it? He anoints tares to gather them. They are watching the anointing. That anointing is from God to gather them. And but there's another anointing to gather the wheat also. I am a reaper. Every pastor is a reaper. The crowd you gather determine whether they are wheat or tares. And you see, all of a sudden, in this age, we have not had the type of anointed men and women of God in the history of the Church of Jesus Christ like we have now. It is because God is the one releasing that anointing so that he will separate the two groups. It is a sign of the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how do I know I am a wheat or a tare? Apostle Peter said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. How do I ensure I am saved? Not assume I am saved. It's in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Listen. Remember that in Matthew 11 verse 28, he said, come to me, all ye that labor, and I will give you what? Rest. That is the core. Then verse 28.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the call.
To them who are the call.
According to his purpose.
To them who are the call. Remember that Timothy said in a great house, there are different vessels in a great house. Some to honor and some to dishonor. Hallelujah. But he's the one that went and brought all of them to the house. Okay, now. So, if he has called you for salvation, listen, church, baptism of the Holy Ghost is different from the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Baptism of the Holy Ghost gives you eternal life. Anointing of the Holy Ghost gives you, positions you for God to use you to fulfill a purpose, not for salvation. But if you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost also, there will be anointing. For ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Oh, praise the Lord. But you can also receive the anointing without being converted. That's why you see them committing fornication anyhow and they are justified and the anointing is increasing. There is the grace that bringeth salvation. And there's the grace that does not bring salvation. He told Timothy, since you were a child, thou hast known the holy scripture that is able to make thee wise unto salvation. Scripture that will make you wise unto salvation. And what did he say? How do you make your calling and election sure? Verse 29.
For whom he did foreknow.
Listen, through foreknowledge.
He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his
Son. Our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Uh-huh.
Moreover.
Now listen now.
Whom he did predestinate.
If you have been predestinated.
Them he also called.
They are the ones that he called. In John chapter 6 he said, all the Father giveth me shall come to me. When did he give them? That's another mystery if you have not heard us before. Amen. He called us from the foundation of the world. Go on.
Whom he called.
If whom he called.
Them he also justified.
If he is the one that called you, he will justify you. And how does he justify you? It's the estate he takes you through for the sin that he came to take away the sin of the world to be remitted from you. And that is the process of correct water baptism. There is a wrong baptism. And many churches baptize wrongly. And when I talk like this, this man they condemn, this one they condemn. I am showing you Bible. You say, me they condemn. Amen. Correct water baptism. And we, so many people hear our teaching. Somebody even flew with his family from U.S. on Tuesday. When we are here on Tuesday. Now we are here on Thursdays, not Tuesdays. Finished baptism, went back, took the same plane back. I said, what will you do? He said, I heard the teaching through the Bright TV in America. He said, I don't joke with my salvation. Carrying family, flew down here, took the same plane again, and went back to U.S. He said, now he has peace. That is given diligence to make your calling and election sure. Don't assume salvation. Ensure that you are saved. How does he achieve it? Them he justified.
And whom he justified.
If he has justified you.
Them he also glorified.
And the glorification of a Christian is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. What does it say?
But ye are not in the flesh but in the spirit.
Uh-huh.
If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you.
Now, what did he say?
Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none
of you. You are a Christian because you have the spirit of Christ. And you don't receive the spirit of Christ by assumption. It's a definite experience you have. Hey! We sing in the resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ arise, we shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise. Listen. Hallelujah. He said, when the prison bars are broken, and no tears forever will be found. We shall rise. Hallelujah. We shall rise. Hallelujah. We shall rise. Hallelujah. We shall rise. Amen. We shall rise. Hallelujah. In the resurrection morning, when the prison bars are broken, sure you will rise. Romans chapter 8 verse 11 is the assurance.
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell
in you,
he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal
the
body.
The reason Jesus was resurrected is because of the spirit that was in him before he went to the grave. If that same spirit is in you, that is why Colossians 1:27 says it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, praise the Lord. In the first church age, when you see believers, the first question you ask is, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Because, amen, if you believe, then you receive the Holy Ghost. And they teach you that just speaking in tongues is evidence of the Holy Ghost. Evidence of the Holy Ghost is not speaking in tongues. I've shown you that in the Bible. But if you have the Holy Ghost, you may speak in tongues. Praise the Lord. Don't say, I don't speak in tongues. Therefore, I don't have the Holy Ghost. I have never spoken in tongues. I desire it, but I will not manufacture it. We are supposed to speak in tongues as the Spirit giveth the utterance. You say you want to go to heaven. You want to go to America. I'm going to America next week. Where's your visa? Even if you have money, you have bought your ticket. Nobody will allow you to board the plane without visa. Amen. That you are a church member, is you have just bought ticket to heaven. Your visa is the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And so as we enter the new year, hallelujah. He said, when you see all these things come to pass, what did he say you should do? Look up, for your redemption is near. Which redemption again? Am I not redeemed? No. Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Ghost, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. The last stage of our redemption is deliverance from this flesh. When mortality shall put on immortality, hallelujah, then we shall say, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death, hallelujah, was sin, and the power of that sting, the poison there, was removed on the cross on Calvary. He said, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the bodies of my heart rolled away.
It was there,
by faith, I received.
My sins are gone.
My sins are gone.
And when I meet,
and when I meet the snow fast, who asks me where they are? I say,
my sins are gone. My sins
where are they? Where are they?
Where are they?
They are underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary. Before God every day was overcome by what? The blood of the Lamb. Because that blood was shed to set me free. It was the price for my redemption. He paid for it fully. He paid for it fully. I cannot be in bondage again. The price for my redemption fully paid. Fully paid. Oh, it excites me. And the Lord Jesus Christ shouted, it is finished. I can't be in bondage of anybody, any demon anymore. Hallelujah. When the Lord gave me revelation that I was ministry of that woman, that she must go and pay 1,000 naira to a shrine before they will leave her. Blah, blah, blah. The shrine is writing letter to her. If you want to be free, then you come and pay this amount. I see another one, they will say, you must bring goat, you must bring cow, but I hear that Savior sing, thy strength in thee is small, child of weakness, watch and pray. You need this revelation to be free from any demon from your compound threatening you. Plead the blood on him. But how can you plead the blood when you are not under the blood? That is the doctrine, the ordinance for water baptism. To come under that blood to identify with his death, his burial, and resurrection. Water baptism is by immersion, not sprinkling, not child. And it is in a name that is given for our salvation. Every baptism in the Bible responded to the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Every baptism was done in the name of the Lord Jesus, because Jesus is the name of God for our salvation. He gave it to his Son. And the Holy Ghost is coming in that same name. That is the name that is above every other name. It is the family name in heaven and on earth. That is the name for redemption. If they took you inside water, assemblies of God, redeem and all the rest, and put you inside water, in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Ghost, they are repeating a commandment, not obeying the commandment. Hallelujah. The name of the Father, according to the Bible, is Jesus. The name of the Son, according to the Bible, is Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost, according to the name of the Bible, is Jesus. When you baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And don't waste your time with baptismal class. The water is ready. You are ready. You want to correct it, and you have given your life to Christ. And this year you made up your mind, you will serve God in spirit and in truth. Irrespective of what your church teaches, you want to follow the Bible, not your church. And we are not baptizing to be our member. We are baptizing you for your salvation. Everybody cannot be a member of this church. Are we ready? Is the water ready? Is the water ready? The evangelist. It's ready. Oh, you are ringing bell for them. Yes. Hallelujah. Immediately we close, we shall be here to take you to the water. And we baptize you according to the Bible. There's baptism according to your church. But there's baptism according to the Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe that is why God brought you here tonight. You've not had this before. You have not given your life to Christ. You are risking your life. And you are here today. And you truly among your New Year resolution. You have decided you want to serve God now. You know you are not saved now. You know. Everybody sees you in your church that you're a Christian, but you know who you are. There is a decision you make from a revelation of the danger that is coming and you want to escape. When you come to the altar like that, you don't go back. Because God will see the estate of your mind and arrest you and begin to walk the walk of conversion in you. Brethren, this world will soon end. Give diligence make your calling and election sure. That's why every year, the month of June, we organize the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We teach on what the Holy Ghost is and what the Holy Ghost is not. And everything that pertains to the Holy Ghost, and when we finish, he comes down and confirms it. Every year, we do it. For some, it is revival. For some, it is restoration. Amen. And there are many of us, a lot of things are happening around us we don't understand. Because Apostle Paul said, all that shall live godly in Christ shall do what? They will suffer persecution. Jesus said, what they did to him, they will do to his followers too. But my heart shall sing when I was to remember. You will be with us to the end of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And don't you ever think that your suffering, God is not seeing you. Does not see you. He sees you. He said, there is not a friend like the Lord Jesus.
Is
that your testimony, somebody?
Is the lily of the valley.
Him alone I see.
All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow, is my comfort. In trouble, is my strength.
Every
care all into rule.
When the day is dark,
before
Resolution. The resolution that I want to beg everybody to make today is to serve God better this year than you served last year. Talk to God. Look at your spiritual life last year. I said, therefore, Lord, help me. I have decided and I've made up my mind. I will serve the Lord. Pray, talk to God. And His pleasure behind. Talk to God. It's a new year resolution. That's your first prayer point this year. If this year will be meaningful to you spiritually. May the Lord answer our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know when somebody heard me and is looking for opportunity to openly declare for Jesus. And you want to come to the altar and say, Lord, I've wandered far away from you. Now I'm coming back home. Open wide the arms of love. I'm coming home. I've decided to serve Jesus. The best thing that can happen to any human being on earth is to find Jesus. When all forsake you, Jesus will never forsake you. He confirmed it to me. How many? Come to the altar. You're not coming to me. I don't know how many want to do that. You want to give your life to Christ? And you mean it. Not because I say it, but you're fed up. Kneel down and talk to God. Tell him why you are here. A pastor was telling me that he was in the prison yard, and one day a conviction came upon him in the prison cell. See yourself now. See the useless life you are living. All these things, all this useless life, what has it benefited you? And he started crying. And he started looking for Jesus. Something ministered to him. The solution to your life is to find Jesus. And that is how inside the prison there he received the Holy Ghost. Today he's a pastor. The life you have been living, what have you benefited from it? Will you continue like that again this year? He said, test and see that the Lord is good. No better life anywhere. The reason you are smoking is because you are looking for something. Peace. The reason you go to the beer parlor, you are looking for peace. They are temporal. The only true peace comes from the Lord Jesus. All my friends forsook me. And you don't know who is talking. Before you can understand my testimony, you have to know who I am before. And God used it to train me never to trust any man. When they refused to help me, I was forced to look at my Jesus. That's why one of my favorite songs is Friendship with Jesus. Book, I've been singing. Tears will be coming out of my eyes. When I saw the frustration I went through, when men and women I was hoping on disappointed me, and I see where he brought me out. A friend of Jesus, social function to invite me. Now that they remember me, then they send all manner of invitation cards to me. And when they tell me, I say, which day? They say, now Sunday. I say, at the church. Friday, I say, at the church. Thursday, by day church. Every day for church. If it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? Say, come and give your life to Christ. They are thinking, we are saying, come to my church. Okay. No church is a gate to heaven. I'm talking about the Jesus I serve. And I serve him without any apology to anybody. If you don't like the way I serve him, leave me alone. I know where I was before he brought me to where I am now. I have no regret. The decision I have made, it is for better or for worse. Whether he's good or bad, I will follow him. No life better outside. We that were in the world before. If it is money, I don't touch money. Poverty again, I don't touch poverty. I've seen both sides. I know what life is. The only peace, true peace you can have on earth, brethren, is found in Jesus. If you will serve him sincerely and faithfully. It gives you peace. Before I gave my life to Christ, I know where I was. Everything abominable, I performed it. Only LGBT, I know they're involved. But every other thing young men do who have money, I have done it. But his mercy found me. When I crash, he brought me up. I was lost. And undone, without God, nor his son, when he reached down his hands for me. When he reached down his hands for me. Never forget that day, 1989. I knelt down and something happened to me. And since I stood up from the altar that day, my life has never been the same again. And I have found out that it pays to serve Jesus. Serving the Lord. Please commit these ones, kneeling down. Some may be in the congregation. Some may be online listening to us now. That the Lord will honor this decision and help them and get them converted.
Father, we thank you. You are the fountain of life, flowing from the living waters, flowing from the throne of God. Father, you said we should come unto you and you will give us life. You said if we had known what is the gift of God, we would have asked and you would have given us the living waters. Father, these are not standing before men, but before you. Precious Lord, let these that have come before you drink of the living waters in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Father, many of us came this way and we had an experience. We tasted of you and we had not left you since that time.
Yes, sir.
Father, let this taste of you in the name of Jesus. Those that are out or those that are watching, that are bowed before you, whether on their seat or in front of their TVs, whether they need restoration or revival, Father, refresh them in the name of Jesus Christ. And those that are just coming to answer your call for the first time in their lives, Father, let them not rise from these bowed hearts. Let them not rise without being filled by the living waters in the name of Jesus. This is a new year, Lord. Give us all the strength to walk with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Put your seal upon all hearts that is bowed before you. In Jesus' name we've prayed.
Amen. God bless you. Shake them. We are the evangelists. We are the ministers. Shake them. If you want to be baptized, which is the next thing you do when you come out, immediately we share the grace. We shall be here to take you. The baptismal cloth is ready. The baptismal pool is ready. We'll baptize you and you'll be told what next to do after that. When they bring you out of the water, they will minister the Holy Ghost on you. And you will see what salvation is all about.